Detainee scarred by imprisonment years after release. And I use an epigraph from Sam Hamill. Yet, as the old Greek said, we walk on the faces of the dead. Weeding my garden, I poked my eye with a sharp weed. My face got wet, tears from pain, I thought. When the dripping reached my chin, I brushed it away, and the back of my hand came away bloody. Last Sunday in church, my friend told me she wouldn't mind going to hell if she could supervise the circle where they put those who are cruel to animals. What would she do with them? I'm trying to see through a veil of bloody tears. When my eyes cleared, I went to Dante to find which circle my friend would be assigned to. The seventh is set aside for the violent. The first ring of the seventh circle supervised by centaurs, shaggy horsemen who shoot arrows at those who try to climb out of their river of hot blood further than their guilt allows. But at the corners lurks the Minotaur, another half-beast, half-man, a recipient of much cruelty in his own short life. Some say deservedly he did eat the children, but he stalked the stone walls of his labyrinth, alone and hungry, and knew no compassion in life. Here he bellows, bites, and gnaws his own arm, turning his pain in on himself, poor beast. Perhaps the centaurs are as in a dream, all aspects of the dreamer, so the guilty punish themselves by their own awareness of their cruelty. Some stand only ankle-deep in boiling blood, and others are submerged to their eyes. The doctor says I will have no permanent damage, though having once bled from the eye, I will always see differently. Abu Ghraib, Guantanamo Bay, Guatemala, Pinochet's Chile, College of the Americas, to teach the craft. And for the turtle I found as a child and saw boys beat him to death, my first sight of deliberate cruelty. My sister and I buried him in a vacant lot, but the boys dug him up and beat him some more. My sister sobbed to our mother, "Oh, Mama, his poor, dirty little eyes." Would my friend torture the torturer's back? She tells me, some would.